Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Hey, official open. Welcome in to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. So good to be with you. Again, hit us up on Twitter, at Real Golf. We got a lot to talk about. Bob Casper in Morocco for the Champions Tour event this week, and so much more. There's a history there with the Casper family and the royal family and why they're having an official event there in Morocco. We'll get into that coming up. Plus, PGA Tour playing the Mexico Open this week at Vedanta, a little bit of a bridge between the West Coast swing and the Florida swing. So we'll recap what happened on the West Coast swing, mostly rain. And we will preview the Florida swing coming up. Also, way too early Masters preview. Actually, I would just call it the early Masters preview. We did way too early back in January. Here we are getting much closer, and we actually have special invites that have been announced. We also have the official media guide that has been sent and some things that have come to light from that. So we'll talk a little Masters. Stay tuned. That is always fun. The Match is coming up. Another iteration of The Match. It's Rory McIlroy and Max Homa against Lexi Thompson and Rose Zhang. So I'm excited to see this version. Bringing the ladies in, and it's about time. We'll talk about that coming up as well right here on Real Golf Radio. But Bob, when you look at Tony Finau, we were talking about him and some of his putting woes this year. When you start to look at his schedule, he's played a bit. Obviously, the way that the signature events have played out, he skipped Phoenix, which he normally plays. But here he is playing as the defending champion this week. He's by far the highest ranked player in the field, so a little pressure on him this week, huh?
Yes, and he's played, as you said, played a little bit, five events this year. But it's good to see him playing. He's had a tie for six, so a one top 10. So he's playing some good golf. He just needs to figure out that putting.
Yeah, that's true. No question. Hey, by the way, last week, finishing up the West Coast swing, Tiger Woods hosting at Riviera. A bit of a bummer that he had to withdraw and due to illness. But we'll talk about that event as well when we recap the West Coast swing. So I'm excited.
And Jordan Spieth being DQ'd.
Yeah, that was it. I want your take on it because I know that it created quite a discussion about whether these are archaic rules or whether this is an integral part of the game, signing a scorecard. Yep. So, yeah, I do want to get your take on that. We'll do it all just next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This Valentine's Day, There are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their house guests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's hear what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is...
Oh, what is that?
That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio, brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Go to blackdesertresort.com. You can check out the new Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course. Learn about the PGA Tour event coming up in October. LPGA will be in May of 25, and there's exclusive real estate opportunities available at blackdesertresort.com. Check it out. It is coming along amazingly, and some just really cool new announcements seemingly every single day. The Resort Center Hotel is near completion. It opens up later this summer. Golf Village is near completion. Family Village is under construction. Boardwalk Village still to be announced. That's where all the shopping and the dining and everything is going to be. So just some phenomenal opportunities to be a part of this amazing Southern Utah resort at blackdesertresort.com. All right, thanks again for joining us. Brian and Bob with you at Real Golf on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Be sure to join us and follow us where your favorite podcasts are found as well. So, Bob, we left off there talking about Jordan Spieth. You mentioned the unfortunate incident that he was disqualified last week at the Genesis for signing an incorrect scorecard. So set this up for me again. Jordan goes into the scoring area. He signs his card, and there was a 3 instead of a 4 on there. So he didn't make birdie, and then he abruptly ran out. There was a bit of an emergency. His mind was elsewhere, you could say. Yeah, what was the story?
The story was Justin Thomas kind of elaborated on it, but he needed to make it to the facilities, I think.
Okay.
So that's when he realized that he signed the scorecard incorrectly, and he went back. But he had already left the
scoring area.
So that results in a disqualification. But my whole contention is, and what my dad has always said, why are you disqualified for going a score lower when you're not disqualified for going a score higher and you have to keep the higher score? It just seems very unequal, up or down. So my dad always said, you shouldn't be disqualified. You should, something should happen, whether it's strokes or keeping the higher score.
So either way, it's an incorrect scorecard. So again, what happens is at the end of your round, this is through golf, right? When you're done, you sign your scorecard in a competitive round. You check your scorecard with the marker, you know, because in a competitive competition,
and
you never
caddy.
Keep, right? You never keep your own card, right? Official card. Somebody else is keeping your official card, but you are always writing down your scorecard on the card you're keeping as well so that you can cross-reference it. Now, this happens in amateur stuff all the time. Guy you're playing with, look, here's the way it happens for me. When I'm trying to play competitive golf, I have to get into my own little world. And so oftentimes, even though I'm right there with the guy, I don't remember if he made four or five or three. Sometimes I don't remember, right? And so you'll ask the guy, or sometimes I'm like, that was a four, and I write the four down and didn't realize that he'd made that putt for birdie or that was a putt for bogey, whatever the case may be. So at the end of your round, you sit down with your marker, whoever kept your score, and you have your card, and you go through the numbers, 3-4-3, 5-4-4, whatever it is, right? Yep. And you go through the numbers. Well, on the PGA Tour, they do that in the scoring tent. And they cross-reference it not only with the other competitor that is keeping their card, but also with there's a guy there, a rules official is inside the scoring tent.
Correct.
Right? So the rule is that once you sign your card, it is official. And once you leave the scoring area, there's no coming back. No changes at that point in time. There's no buyer's remorse or, you know, sudden memory change. And I get that the whole reason for this is to keep people from cheating, right? To go back and they look at this leaderboard and go, oh man, I was one shot out the cut line. I need to go back in there and try to shave a shot. Well, I'm assuming those are some of the reasons why, right? And it's a game of integrity.
Yes.
I don't mean to oversimplify the thing, but that's essentially what was going on there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And,
here's the problem. Sorry, real quick, Bob. There seems to be two schools of thought. One is the golf purists that say that's the way golf is through all levels of competition and it needs to stay that way. The second one is, why are we still doing this on the PGA Tour at the highest level when there's TV cameras everywhere, there's shot link, there's spectators? Everybody knows what the score is, right? That's their quote unquote. Everybody already knows.
Yes.
Why are you disqualifying for a clerical error? And then there's sort of a third thing, I guess you could throw in, of people that say, hey, we need to keep the scoring. I see why that's important to sign your scorecard, but maybe the penalty of disqualification's gone a little too far. Okay, so with that, where do you kind of stand on it?
Well, I kind of stand with the last one. I don't think it's correct to be able to disqualify somebody. It's always been done, but I don't think it's the right result. I think if you're going to sign accidentally for a shot lower, then you know what, strap or add two shots as far as that's concerned. We've seen guys lose major championships, Roberto De Vincenzo, for signing an incorrect scorecard.
Heartbreaking.
You know, we've seen guys get disqualified from tournaments for signing incorrect scorecards, just like Jordan Spieth was. I just don't feel that it needs to be like that cut and dried, and that's a rule that could be very easily changed as far as the rules of golf are concerned. And it might be one that at some point we talk to Thomas Pagel about and ask him.
You know, you're onto something. You mentioned maybe a two-shot penalty. I think I could see it going. This is the way I would do it, because is there a way that somebody could cheat through that system and write down lower score, sign for lower scores? First of all, it'd take two people. You'd have to bamboozle the guy keeping your scorecard. But if you sign for a bunch of lower scores and then you get a two-shot penalty, like if I wrote birdie on every hole and ended up making bogey, in some levels of play, because the two-shot penalty turned the birdie into a bogey, maybe that's actually not too bad, right? But the way I think what you said, a two-shot penalty, maybe you put it back the correct scorecard and then add two. So essentially you're costing yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So if you made a four, sign for a three.
Yep.
Then put it back to a four, add two, and you made six.
Add two.
Yeah.
Yes. Correct. 100%. Then to complicate the other issue on the PGA Tour, the walking score, every hole at the back of the green, the walking score then verifies the number with a score that's sitting on the back of the green for that group. Okay. the walking score verifies the numbers for that group, then that score at the back of the green then calls it in to official scoring. So they know exactly what's been going on all the way along.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So as long as it's officially getting reported.
Yep.
And now we've used this example in the past. Like all of a sudden, you know, you start the second half and of a basketball game, only to find out that the player came, but they reviewed some video or something, and one of the player's foot was on the line, and so they changed the score or what have you, right? I can see where people, but at the same time, in the NBA, they do that all the time. They'll review plays, and then at the next time out, they'll go back and say, yeah, foot was on the line, that three was only a two. And it's in the middle of the game. And essentially, the second round of a golf tournament is in the middle of the game. We're not talking about doing this the weekend after the tournament's been decided. But in the middle of the game, if you look at the four rounds as four quarters, you're barely at halftime. You got time to make an adjustment and still allow. Now, my last thing I'll say on this. The PGA or the NBA, for instance, NFL, PGA Tour, Major League Sports is an entertainment. People pay money to go watch certain players play. You get a guy like Jordan Spieth gets disqualified, that affects the event. It affects the sponsorship, all that kind of thing. So maybe instead of ejecting them, removing them from the competition, we look at how do we still make this a penalty.
Equitable.
But keep the guy around, keep the stars around. You don't want to be ejecting. Yep. If you paid a lot of money to go watch LeBron James, for instance, you don't want a referee ejecting him for whining about a call, which he does plenty. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. You don't want the ref ejecting LeBron in the first quarter when you paid a lot of money to watch LeBron play, for instance, right?
Yep.
So that's where I think Jordan Spieth getting disqualified is a bit of an unfortunate situation. And then on top of that, Tiger got sick, and as the tournament host, had to withdraw. But how about Hideki coming back and the way he played in that final round? I mean, wow.
Yeah, 9-under par.
And the fact that Patrick Cantlay had a 5-shot lead going into the weekend and didn't close the deal, also a little bit surprising. But those are some things we can talk about as we recap the West Coast swing. We'll take a short break. More of the show continues next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. This segment is brought to you by Callaway Golf. Check out the new lineup of Apex Family of Irons at CallawayGolf.com. Bob, I got to tell you, when I was down at Black Desert last week, they were having a Callaway fitting. And I wouldn't say that I went through what I would constitute an entire fitting, but right. I wanted to try the irons out. So they have, of course, the muscle cavity back, right? And then they've got the cavity back, and then the CBs, and then they've got the pros.
Right.
So what I'm trying to decide here is I'm about to turn 50. I'm taking that into consideration. I'm coming off my best year of ever playing golf, which may be an anomaly, Bob. We don't know that. That might have been the only time that's ever happening. And even though I did some speed training and I'm working out and I'm trying to keep my speed up, Father Time's undefeated. So what I went.
Once you have 50, you're over the hill, Brian.
I know. That's why I can see the other side from here. I only got a couple of. We only got two more shows in my 40s. So my point is I wanted to stick with the pros. That's what I've been playing, the Apex Pros. But there's part of me that just, as I've told you this, there's nothing sexier than a set of blades, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there thinking, can I get away with these? Like, what do I
Don't
think?
Don't do it.
So
don't do it.
Let me just tell you my little experiment. I checked my ego at the door and I went on the range at Black Desert. There's a bunker out there that I was aiming at. I had a 7-iron. And when I hit the MC, not the MC, the CB, when I hit the CB, flushed it, covered the bunker, no problem. Apex Pro, of course, flushed it, covered the bunker, no problem. When I just missed the CB, is in the bunker. But when I just missed the Apex Pro, still covered the bunker.
Yep.
Game over. Done. Apex Pros. Staying in the back.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
Just going with the new set.
So, yep.
And the guy said that the dispersion pattern on him is even tighter, and there's more consistent, better feel, all of those kind of things. So
okay.
My thought is...
Now you don't have a repertoire of alibis to fall back on.
Oh. You know what's noodling around in my noggin right now, though?
What?
Is... whether or not I want to play hybrids or if I want to go with those UT irons in like a 4-iron instead of a hybrid.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to noodle on that a little bit. But yeah, check out the new Apex Pro series of irons from Callaway. They are phenomenal. They look great. They feel great. Unbelievable stuff. I've also gone through almost an entire dozen of the new Chrome Tours. And
you like them?
I really like them, Bob. Yeah, you're gonna love them.
Awesome.
Yeah, you might like the X, the Tour X. I don't know.
That's probably what I'll jump to is the X.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, they're really, really good golf ball. So anyway, you can find out more at CallawayGolf.com. Okay, I want to hear the story, Bob, about you know, we've talked a lot, but we haven't spent time on Morocco, and you're in Morocco right now. So I want to know, again, I know people that have listened to us, and again, we're in our 25th year of doing Real Golf Radio, and you've been over nearly every year that we've done the show, you've gone to Morocco. That's not normal. Like, you have a special, unique relationship. Maybe just set it up exactly how it all came to be, and the way I see it, this event is happening today in large part because of your dad.
Yeah, you know, back in... I think it was about 68 or 69. My dad had in 68, my dad had won six times on tour. And in 69, he was coming off of that great year. And one of the guys that was very influential in opening up golf here in the country of Morocco was Claude Harmon, Butch Harmon's dad.
Mm.
Okay. So he would play golf with His Majesty. He would come over to Morocco, as well as when His Majesty was in New York, His Majesty would go play at Wingfoot, and Claude Harmon would be his teacher. Well, His Majesty came to Claude Harmon and he said, "Hey, is there somebody that plays on the PGA Tour that you could ask about coming over and playing golf with me?" And Claude Harmon said, Yes, there's a gentleman who was the number one player last year in 1968, Billy Casper. I think he would probably come. So he said, please extend the invitation. So they extended the invitation to my dad, and my dad came over to play with His Majesty King Hassan II. They struck up such a great relationship together that my dad ended up coming over to Morocco 7 times that year.
Wow.
To continue playing with His Majesty whenever he had a break, bringing my mom over, that kind of thing. So that was like 1969. 70 was the first year I came to Morocco, 1970. I was 10 years old. And my mother got really, really sick that year. When we were there, we were in the city of Fez. And there, you know, it's like Mexico. There are certain things that you can't eat and that kind of thing. She got really, really sick. So I went to the golf course with my dad every day. And it was fun because it was 9 holes. Halfway through the 9 holes, there was this big buffet spread of food and everything. You got to eat, take a few minutes, that kind of thing. And then you just went on to finish the round. Well, that relationship continued to foster and that kind of thing. And it was in 1971 is when they first held this golf tournament, the Hassan II Trophy. The golf course was built here in Rabat. It was built by Robert Trent Jones Sr. And they started that event. That first year, let me see if I can find it here. That first year was, the winner was Orville Moody in 1971.
All right.
Then the second year was Ron Cerruto. He also played on tour. And if I remember correctly, I think he won, not the Byron Nelson, the one after that, Colonial. He won Colonial once. And then my father, of course, won in 1973, followed by Larry Ziegler. And then my father won again in 1975. Trevino won in 77. Let me see some of the other ones that were notable names. Roger Maltby won in 84. Vijay Singh won in 91. Payne Stewart in 92. Again in 93. Nick Price won in 95. Colin Montgomery, 97. David Toms in 99. Joachim Hegman, as we're getting a little closer, 2001. Eric Compton, who played on tour, he won in 05. Padraig Harrington in 07. Ernie Els in 08. And, you know, some great players have won this event. And a lot of great players have played in it. Seve played in it. Faldo played in it. There's a ton of guys that have played in this event. And golf in Morocco is thriving because of not only the relationships with Claude Harmon and my dad, but also the emphasis that His Majesty King Hassan II put on playing golf in the country of Morocco and building golf throughout the country of Morocco.
That's pretty cool. And the Champions Tour is playing there. You know, today, so this weekend. So that's super cool.
Yes, they are.
Hey, by the way, you know, one of the things we do is the 25 years of golf memories. So obviously there's a lot in there with what you just said, but you mentioned the Ernie Els in 2008. That was a notorious one because Bob Casper played that year in that event.
Yes.
And he finished 18 shots back of Ernie Els. Now, I decided
Ernie lit it up.
I decided to use that opportunity to try to stick it to Bob a little bit and have a little fun. And so I, on the air, said, Bob, you're closer. I said, you're closer to me than you are Ernie Els, right? And you said, and you said, oh, really? Because how many, you played, was it two rounds that year or three? Three rounds, I think.
Four.
No, you didn't play all four that year, did you?
No, it was all four.
It was all four. Okay, so it was all four. So all four rounds, and I said, and I said, I could beat you by 18. You couldn't beat me by 18 shots over four rounds, but Ernie Els beat you by or something like that, right? And you said, really? And so it was on.
Let's see.
So we went out and played. I literally think the first round we played, I think you beat me by 10. or 11. Like, you absolutely drummed me. I'm like, well, we got three rounds to go and I'm down to like six or seven shots. So
yep.
That was one I had to eat it, Bob. I ate that one pretty good.
And that was when I was playing a lot too.
Yeah.
So
I know. And I wasn't.
Not so much now.
I was probably like a six or seven handicap at the time.
Yeah.
And you were playing like tour caliber stuff. And so that was the wrong move for me. But that was a good memory from I had forgotten about it till you just mentioned Ernie Els. So that was fun.
Yep.
So and I think that also you mentioned Padraig Harrington and you sat down with him and did an interview that year. And that was before he was the Ryder Cup captain, but he was just coming off of winning back-to-back Open Championships, or was right in the middle of winning back-to-back Open Championships, I think, at the time.
Yeah, and it was great to be able to interview him and talk with him. I played with Padraig Harrington in this tournament his rookie year on tour.
Wow.
So, but to be able to talk to him about how his daughter used to put ladybugs.
Oh, yeah, what was that? What was that story?
They called them ladybirds, but she would take the claret jug and put ladybugs into the claret jug. That's where she kept them.
Really?
Yes.
So the
yes.
So somebody was getting some ladybug beer the next year when they were
drinking that
celebratory drink.
Or it got cleaned out. Something.
I'm sure it did. All right. Yep. So there you go. That's an inside story that maybe you wouldn't have heard, is that Padraig Harrington's daughter kept ladybugs in the claret jug.
That's correct.
Bad. That's not bad. That's pretty cool. All right. Very good. Okay. So thanks for sharing that. That's super cool. So that's a little bit of the history of Morocco and why the event is taking place and how the Caspers, specifically Billy Casper and Claude Harmon, played a huge role in that. And I know you've had some tremendous experiences playing yourself with the Prince. Well, listen, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we still got more to talk about here, but John Patrick is going to join us. We're starting to think Masters, Bob. The media guide is out. Some special invitations have been sent out as well. And it's time to start thinking about Augusta. John Patrick from the Augusta Golf Show in Augusta, Georgia, joins us next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
China is flooding our country with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Gerard Simica, chairman of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, says blocking them should be a top priority.
Youth cigarette smoking dropped to a record low of 1.5%, and few use menthol. But youth use of illegal disposable flavored vapes is skyrocketing. President Biden should say no to a menthol ban and focus on real problems, like keeping illegal disposable Chinese-made vapes away from our kids.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Strong Economy.
You're in luck if you want to make a career out of saving the planet. According to a new IBM and Morning Consult study, most employers are looking to hire or train people with both green and tech skills. IBM is stepping in to help by giving students, job seekers, and career changers access to free online courses to earn credentials on these topics. The courses offer basic training for green tech jobs in just about any industry. More courses and credentials are being added all the time at skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer.
Rewarding jobs that help the environment now have a strong technology component. Employers really need people that can combine both disciplines. IBM Skills Build is a great way to get prepared for careers in the new green economy.
IBM Skills Build also provides free resources available for teachers, like student activity kits and lesson plans. Head to skillsbuild.org and see how free courses and credentials on green tech topics can give you an edge. Sponsored by IBM.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, so good to be with you. And as the countdown is on to the first major of the year, that annual event in springtime in Augusta, Georgia, we head out to Augusta. One of our good friends who runs the Augusta Golf Show and has been doing radio and covering the Masters, well, probably a lot longer than I've been alive. No, that's not true. That's an old joke. John Patrick joining us right now. John, good morning. How are you?
Wow, shots fired early. Hello, Brian. Hello, Bob.
How you doing, John?
I was trying to give you the respect of the tenure that you have there covering the tournament, and I just didn't know how to do it justice without offending you. So I paused in my tracks.
You failed miserably, but thank you.
Yeah. How many Masters will it be this year?
This will be my 40th.
Wow.
He's pretty close, Brian.
Well, this being my 50th year on this globe, it's close. It's close.
Again, making me feel great that you were 10 when I started covering that.
You know what? It only makes me sad that I didn't get to know you sooner, John. That's all it is.
Nice try.
Okay.
Good try.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, yep. So I do look forward to every year the Augusta National team sending out the media guide. And I know there's lots of geeks like me that start pouring through it, and you start seeing all the stories showing up about the news that's in there. Everyone wants to go right to the golf holes and see what changes have taken place to the golf course. And there we see that number two has been lengthened 10 yards and shifted over to the left. And we've got special invites that have been announced. So where do you fall in that? What's your excitement level at this point with less than a couple of months to go until Augusta?
It'll get there. It's not there quite yet. We've got a bunch of meetings to have here at the radio station. I mean, this will sound like I'm whining. I don't mean to be whining, but it's, as you guys know, it's a long, busy, fun-filled week. So, you know, I got to gear up for this. I'm not quite there yet. I was surprised, frankly, at the announcement about number two, because we really hadn't heard anything, you know, even rumblings of anything they'd done to the golf course. As subtle as this is, again, moving it back 10 yards, I love the move of taking it to the left. I kind of thought they'd do something like that with 13, but they didn't. So now you force those guys to either really bend it around the corner if they can, or they're going to be out by the bunker, and the second shot will be a little bit more of a challenge.
You know, it's kind of interesting that they did that, because I think for guys that hit the ball right to left, it might be a little bit easier for them to shape the ball off of that bunker and keep it in the fairway, where before if they shaped it off the bunker, it had a tendency to kind of get into the left side of the fairway and run down into the trees or the pine straw. But the other thing it does is it takes the left to right out of everybody's hands off the tee with driver there at number two.
Yeah, you know, it is funny, Bob, that it in my mind, the strategic move is not about 10 yards. It's about moving it to the left.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah, and as Bob 100%. And I were talking, John, it almost sets up. It's nearly identical to the shot you have to hit on 10, right? And I remember talking to Mike Weir back in the day. And when he won in 2003, he specifically worked. He liked to draw the ball because he doesn't hit it as far, so the draw goes a little further. But he specifically, as a lefty, had to fade the ball just for that shot on 10. And I think it sets up for that same kind of – it requires that same kind of shot on 2 now, huh?
You know, it does, Brian. But I would say this, at least the shot on 10 is sort of a wide-open shot. It doesn't really matter when you turn it. On 2 – you got to go, you probably got to go 260, 270 before the turn needs to begin. I actually think it'll be a harder shot than 10, because 10's wide open. And again, doesn't matter when you bend it, as long as you bend it.
That's a good point. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, that's a great point. And hitting it down that right side, as we all know, you can put it in that bunker, and that takes away going for the green in two. But for some of those guys, you know, they may not be able to reach the bunker, the guys that are a little bit shorter hitters as well.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I, again, the strategy to me is not the 10 yards. It's moving it to the left. It's subtle. I appreciate that. And we'll see. We'll get a vision of how it plays.
John Patrick joining us from Augusta, Georgia, in the Augusta Golf Show. I think it was Bob Herrig. I could be wrong, and I apologize. I don't remember where I read it, but there was an comment out there about Tiger not having eagled the second hole, and I thought that was fascinating. I if you would have asked me how many eagles has Tiger made on the second hole, I would have said, I don't know, probably three or four, without even looking, right? So to see that he, in his career, has never eagled the second hole was a little surprising. That was kind of a fun little nugget that one of those guys brought out.
You know, yeah, it would have been surprising to me too, Brian. I would have been okay. You know, no, I don't remember third and fourth round eagles, but he could have snuck one in on a Thursday and a Friday, and I hadn't really paid attention. But you're right. That's a fun fact from Mr. Harry, if it was indeed Mr. Harry.
We're giving him credit. Somebody's out there going, that was mine! Sorry about that, whoever's it was. But we wanted to give credit to somebody. So, you know what? Bob's a nice enough guy. We'll give it to him. So, thoughts otherwise on, just generally speaking, on the golf course, you know, that it's a... it's a conversation every year. Will Augusta continue to stand the test of time with the equipment and today's players and their athleticism and length? What's your feelings with that topic going into this year's tournament?
Well, you know, I think that all gets based on what do you want out of the golf tournament? Does 13, 14 under bother you? Do you want 5, 6, 7, 8 under to win? You know, it's now with this additional 10 yards, it's lengthy. I thought I saw 7,555 yards. That's pretty good. So I do think it is, what do you want out of the golf tournament? And they want many things out of the golf tournament. I don't know that they want records broken, you know, scoring records broken, but they do want excitement on Sunday, and they plan for it. So I still think, guys, it's an event. It's a entertainment event of sport that they plan for, set up for, and try to entertain us as much as possible, especially on Sunday. I don't know that they spend as much time thinking about those sorts of things as we do. I think they look at things entirely differently.
Yeah.
Well, they rarely disappoint.
Yes. Exactly.
No, you're right. No, they've got that pretty well down.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, one of the Masters that was really kind of sleepy, so to speak, was when Zach Johnson won in that back round, or that back nine, didn't have any wars whatsoever. So the next year, of course, we had the opportunity to hear more of the Roys, the birdies, the eagles, those types of things. Over that back nine. And that's what Augusta National lives for, is that excitement of that back nine, because they want to say, you know, the championship begins on the back nine.
Well, the second nine.
Yeah, the second nine.
We don't want to get you banned, Bob. Nine.
Yes.
You know, but they're also, and I do know this for a fact from talking to some of the people there, you know, they care about how it shows up in ratings. They care about how it does, how many people are watching. They want to know that. And I think it's also been a concerted effort on their part to, you know, get the winner of the tournament out and about on Monday and Tuesday. You see him in New York. They get on the morning talk shows. They get on some of the late night shows. It's a concerted effort now on their part, again, to have an event that cuts through the clutter and makes an impact as far as it can, being golf and a bit of a niche sport, as much as it can with television ratings, excitement, people talking about it, the buzz, and so forth and so on. They've gone about doing that in a variety of ways over the last 10 years or so.
Yeah, no question. John Patrick, Augusta Golf Show, Augusta, Georgia, joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Looking forward to the 88th playing of the Masters Tournament coming up in April. You mentioned cutting through some of that, and I think that happened with the announcement of the special invitations, Joaquin Neiman among them, who, of course, is playing on LIV, although the announcement didn't reference LIV whatsoever. Rather, Neiman's career at Augusta, his former Latin America amateur champion and former amateur number one, and then his win in Australia on the DP World Tour. What was your thoughts on Neiman and the other announcements of special invites?
You know, I think the major championships, all of them, have done a pretty good job of trying to stay out of the LIV PGA Tour fray. Mm-hmm. And I think that Joaquin got invited, as you said, Brian, primarily on the Australian Open victory. I think they've done a good job. No, they didn't mention LIV. They don't mention LIV, but they've done a good job of kind of staying above it all. At least, well, I'll speak for here. Here has, but I think all of the other major championships have tried to do the same thing. It's sort of kind of pretending it doesn't exist, and we're going to go about doing our business the way we've always done our business. And so I didn't think that the special exemptions, the special invitations were that far out of the norm for what they normally do as far as who they were and as far as, you know, how many there were.
You know, what caught me off guard is once Neiman won down in Mexico, it seemed like he started to lobby as far as the major championships are concerned. And then the other thing I wanted to say is now that only brings currently the field to 90 or 83 players. And, you know, you'll pick up a few like the week before if they bounce into the top 50 in the world rankings, or if, you know, if somebody wins prior to Augusta on the PGA Tour. So kind of interesting. The field's a little bit shy right now.
Yeah, and they certainly don't mind that. And what I think is interesting about what you say, Bob, is, you know, the way that the signature events have lined up, and some events are signature events and some events aren't. It's those events that aren't signature events that offer up the opportunity for somebody to get into the golf tournament that otherwise would not have gotten into the golf tournament. I think more than we've ever seen before, the opportunity between now and then to add two or three more players.
Yeah, I think you're right. John Patrick, Augusta Golf Show, Augusta, Georgia, joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. Yeah, no, you're absolutely you're right about that. And so when we start thinking, can we have some fun here for a second?
Well, we'll be the judge of that. Go ahead, bro.
Okay. What are we doing on way too early Masters predictions? Because it's still so much water under the bridge between now and then. But who do you like when you start thinking about, you know, contention? I mean, Jordan Spieth obviously is a guy that a lot of people are talking about. Rory McIlroy and his opportunity to join that elite crew of winners of the career Grand Slam. Those are some really, really good stories out there. What are your thoughts?
You know, first of all, I got to get you to correctly say it's water under the Hogan Bridge.
I actually thought about that. Do I go ahead and reference that? And anyway, thanks for throwing that in.
Yeah, you're fine. Let me be the idiot. You know, he won in Los Angeles. I wouldn't put it past Hideki to get himself a second green jacket. It's just a feeling. I don't have a whole lot of analytics to back me up. It's funny. I don't know how much analytics play a role in this golf tournament. I don't think you have to anymore play it 8-9 times, you know, to get the feel for it, as everybody used to say, Bob, in your dad's day. Yeah. I don't think that's the case anymore, but I don't have an analytic to say it's Hideki, but I would not be surprised if it was Hideki. I don't know that Rory, I don't know when I'll feel comfortable that Rory can do it. I don't feel comfortable yet that he can do it. I just feel like he put so much pressure on himself to get this one that no matter how well he plays coming in, you know, he walks out on Thursday and shoots 74, and he's fighting the rest of the week. I ain't comfy with Rory just yet.
That's the quote of the day.
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing is Rory has always said that he wants to be fresh going into Augusta, so he's limited his play. This year, he's kind of thrown the opposite end of the spectrum where he says he's going to play more going into Augusta, and hopefully he's doing better when he hits there. My personal feeling is I want to see the Cinderella story. I'd love Rory McIlroy to win, and I'd love to have another player on the PGA Tour or in professional golf hit the career Grand Slam.
Well, and I would too. I mean, we all love a great story, especially on Sunday. And frankly, honestly, yeah, between the three of us, I know the members would like to see Rory win. I just, you know, you're right, Bob, he's going to play more. I don't know if that's a, you know, if that's a reflection of fewer policy, tour policy board responsibilities. He's going to play in Houston. He's going to play the week before. I thought I heard him say last weekend in Los Angeles. So we'll see. I'd love to see it. I mean, nobody loves a special Sunday like we do here in Augusta, and the patrons and the folks that come out on Sunday. I think everybody that comes out there to watch golf on Sunday and doesn't go home at noon to watch it on television wants to be there when some sort of history gets made, whether it's Rory, whether it's Tiger, whether it's whatever it might be. They want to say, oh, I was there the year, that last year that Tiger won. I think those people that are there on Sunday want to be there for exactly that reason.
Yeah, amen. Hey, by the way, average number of attempts at time of first victory, 6.3. So if you're looking at players that are playing their sixth Masters, that's a good place to start. As far as second, it's 9.9. So about 10 of them. And let's see, the third, about 12. Fourth, there's not very many that happen to win four. So I don't even know if they don't give us an average of three.
And again, Brian, when you say amen, I need you to say amen corner.
There we go. There we go.
There you go.
I love it. John, you're the best. It's always great to, you know, I'm all worked up. I'm excited. I can almost taste an egg salad sandwich right now visiting with you.
Well, I always look forward to seeing you guys. I really do. Bob, I hope you have a great time on the rest of your trip.
Thank you. I appreciate that, John.
We'll talk to you real soon, John. Thanks for your time, man. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
You got it. John Patrick, the Augusta Golf Show, Augusta National, just a really good dude. We appreciate our association with him over the years, and I'm sure we'll catch up with him at Augusta, and you hear more from him right here on Real Golf Radio. Stay tuned. More of the show coming up next.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment?
Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. There is a meeting for peace taking shape in Paris as leaders with Israel and Hamas are reportedly coming together soon. The Israeli War Cabinet has just recently agreed to send representatives this weekend. According to an anonymous source for USA Today, both sides are ready to discuss a ceasefire and are willing to make concessions now. Israel has said the killing will not stop until there is a new deal on hostage releases. Since fighting began in the wake of the October 7th Hamas terror attack in Israel, over 30,000 people have died. More than 82,000 have been injured. By far, most have been Palestinians. Not quite half, but close, roughly 4 in 10. That's the number of Americans who know someone who has died as the result of a drug overdose. John Schaefer has the story.
According to a recent study published in the American Journal of Public Health, over 40% of Americans have a connection to someone who has died from a drug overdose. The RAND Corporation, a nonprofit think tank, highlights a gap in research focusing on the aftermath of fatal drug overdoses. The study suggests that more than 40 million adults have experienced disruption in their lives due to overdose-related bereavement.
The judge in former President Trump's civil fraud case denying a request from Trump's legal team to delay the enforcement of penalties. The defense team had asked for a delay of 30 days to allow for what they called an orderly post-judgment process. Trump was ordered to pay a $355 million fine plus interest. Typically, he'd have to pay that amount in full if he wants to appeal the decision. Multiple federal agencies are currently conducting investigations to ascertain whether Thursday's cell phone outages stem from mere technical glitches or might be part of a cyber attack. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security investigating now. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A black Texas school student has lost his court case hoping to preserve the ability to wear dreadlocks at school. He's been suspended from school for wearing the hairstyle. Recent Texas legislation called the Crown Act was written to prevent the discrimination of people based on their hairstyle. However, a judge in the case ruled in favor of the Barbers Hill School District north of Houston, saying its policy included a restriction on hair length, not hairstyle.
What kind of message do they send when they tell him that he should conform? Conform to what? To European standards?
Representative Ron Reynolds, who helped write the Crown Act, came to the boy's defense. President Biden says his administration is canceling another $1.2 billion in student loan debt. It should impact roughly 150,000 or so borrowers. who have been in repayment for a decade or more and who originally took out $12,000 or less. Biden offering his sympathies to the family of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny. On Thursday in San Francisco, the president convened with Navalny's widow and daughter, just days following his passing in a Russian detention center. Holding Russian President Vladimir Putin responsible for Navalny's demise, Biden said he intends to unveil a significant sanctions package Friday aimed at holding Russia to account. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Well, we have 9 more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
2 players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much and welcome in. Officially the start of hour number 2, the back nine of Real Golf Radio. Thanks for joining us. At Real Golf is the Twitter handle. We're on X, Real Golf Radio, on the other social channels. And that's what you can search also for our podcast version of the show for your convenient listening, wherever your favorite podcasts are found. Bob Casper's in Morocco this week. You heard him in hour number 1. You'll hear him again a little bit with the caddy coming up here on the back nine, hour number 2. And then, as often happens in our conversations with the caddy, we finish up the segment, a time frame is done, and then the caddy just keeps going. That's what he's best at. He always has more to say. And so in this particular case, and in others, we continue to roll, and then we kind of create this sort of caddy uncut version, which I know all of you would probably rather listen to the caddy uncut. Some of the stuff the caddy's willing to allow on Caddy Uncut, and some of them he's not. This one, he happened to be going down some stories. And so we got talking about Jordan Spieth and the scorecard snafu, the fact that he signed an incorrect scorecard and got disqualified from Genesis at Riviera last week. And there's basically, you know, we were debating what was important. Anyway, it got down to this conversation around, you know, different issues or challenges, and it morphed into you know, penalties, and then it morphed into high scores on par threes. I was reading in the media guide that Tom Weisskopf in 1980, I don't remember this, but I want to go back and look it up, made a 13 on the 12th hole at Augusta. A 13. Now, maybe some of you listening remember that. I had a chance to meet Tom in his final years as he was designing and architecting Black Desert. Just a wonderful man. As I got a chance to be around him and such, but how does a 13 on a par 3? Oof. I can tell you how a 14, I should say, can happen on a par 3. And I'm going to share that story coming up when I was caddying for Billy Caspers in the Masters. Now, unofficially, it never happened, so he's not in the record book. But we did hit 5 balls in the water on 16 in the 2006 Masters? 2005? 2006? Shoot, I can't remember now. 2005 Masters, I think. Six. Ah, I forget. 2006, I think. Anyway, yeah, quite the story. So we'll talk about that. Also, much more to get into. Some caddy stories that came off of that. And more about the early predictions and preview of the Masters. The match is coming up. Recapping the West Coast Swing, Florida preview as well. It's all coming up right here on Real Golf Preview.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their house guests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policies...
Oh, what is that?
That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Thanks again for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor with you. Bob Casper's in Morocco. You'll hear from him coming up here in just a little bit with America's favorite caddy. But pretty cool opportunity that he has to go back to Morocco every year. Like I've always told him, if you get an invitation from a king with a palace, you should probably accept that invitation. And so that's what Bob's doing this week. He's over there with the royal family. And the Caspers are sort of royal family when it comes to golf in Morocco. And it's a cool story. And again, if you missed that, we'll post that for you up on Twitter or X at Real Golf. So a couple of things. Talking about the West Coast Swing and with the schedule. Again, the PGA Tour playing the Mexico Open at Vedanta. Tony Finau defending the first of his 2 wins from last year. A lot of discussion around Tony and his putting. It was brought out by one of the guys from Patrick Rogers, I think is his name, or if I remember right, from CBS, that Tony is 169th out of 170 in putts from 4 to 8 feet on the PGA Tour this year. So I looked that up. I want to know what's inside these numbers. What are we talking about here? So he's 19 for 51 from 4 to 8 feet this year. Now, Tony's already got a top 10. I think he's had a sixth place finish. He's only played, I think, 5 events so far on the year. Inside of 10 feet, he's 173rd on tour. From 15 to 20 feet, he's 21st on tour. And here's what's interesting. He's 89th in three-putt avoidance. He's had 8 three-putts in 270 holes, which is 3 better than Scottie Scheffler, right? And Scottie Scheffler's numbers aren't great with the putter, but they're significantly better than Tony's. And obviously, he's the number one player in the world, so it's worth comparing there. So it's not so much that he's making a mess of the greens. He just isn't making the putts that count. I mean, those 4 to 8 footers are so critical in the game. So anyway, that's something that's to keep an eye on with Tony as he prepares for the Players and the Masters coming up. He's always in that conversation, especially Augusta. We know how much that one means to him, and he's had success. He's been in contention. He's been in a final group on Sunday when Tiger won in 2019. So he's experienced a lot there. He's seen a lot. And I think, what, 3 top 10s? 4 top 10s already in his young career there at Augusta National. So anyway, Tony with a little spotlight, and he's the highest ranked player in the field this week at the Mexico Open. All right, back to the PGA Tour schedule. So as I mentioned, Mexico kind of sits right here as a little bridge between the West Coast swing and the Florida swing. Let's look at what we saw over the schedule for the West Coast swing. Chris Kirk won the Century to begin the year and the season. That's kind of the Hawaii swing, if you want to call it that. Chris Kirk with the win. It's a signature event. $3.6 million of the $20 million purse. That was a good one. Sony Open in Hawaii. It was Grayson Murray in an $8.3 million purse. He takes home $1.5 million, just shy. And then the American Express kicking off the official West Coast swing out in the desert. The Pete Dye Stadium course, La Quinta, California. Nick Dunlap, what a story Nick Dunlap was with JT, an amateur from Alabama, getting it done. Of course, wins no money, but certainly has everything in front of him and finally accepted his membership on the PGA Tour and all the spoils that go along with it, his exemptions into the majors. Just a really cool story at the American Express with Nick Dunlap. And then we go to the Farmers Insurance Open. Torrey Pines playing both the North and the South, finishing up on the weekend as they do on the South course. And it was a bit of a surprise winner, Matthew Pavone. So two surprise winners back-to-back. And I believe the way that they described it was the first player representing France to win on the PGA Tour in forever. And so Matthew Pavone getting the dub there at Phoenix. And then AT&T, Pebble Beach. It's a reimagined AT&T. It's a signature event, $20 million purse, but they mix things up with the celebrities. The celebrities and the pro-am portion of the event was relegated to the first two rounds, and then pros only on the weekend. The problem is Mother Nature decided to show up and canceled the final round, and Wyndham Clark was able to take advantage of a course record in the third round in shooting, what, 62, if I'm not mistaken. I should probably confirm that. But yeah, I believe he shot a 60 in the final round. That's right, he had a putt for 59. Yeah, he shot a 60 in the final round and was able to get the win. Ludvig Åberg, by the way, was just a shot back. Again, this was after three rounds, and so they called it after three rounds, a 54-hole event. Matthew Pavone, the previously mentioned, was at 15 under. So he's 2 back with 1 to play. So that's, anyway, when it came down to it, it was Wyndham Clark who was declared the winner of a rain-shortened signature event and gets all of the spoils that go along with that one. So not too shabby of a deal there. And again, Mother Nature would kind of continue to reign on the WM Phoenix Open the next week. Nick Taylor, nevertheless, putting on a great show. Charlie Hoffman battling it out. What, Nick Taylor, I believe, birdied 5 of the last 8 holes that he played, including the playoff holes, and he birdied the 18th hole 3 consecutive times. Pretty sick stuff, and was able to win that one. So the Canadian getting the W there at the WM Phoenix Open. And then last week, the Genesis Invitational was also a little bit of a, it was kind of an interesting one. As we mentioned early in the show, you had the scorecard issue with Jordan Spieth, who was disqualified. Now, he did just come off shooting 73 in that second round, but he opened with a 66. And then Tiger Woods, after opening with 72, had to withdraw after 6 holes in the second round because he had influenza, I believe, is what he was battling. And so he was off the golf course and gone. Justin Thomas missed the cut. Wyndham Clark, coming off the 54-hole W, he missed the cut. And you got Patrick Cantlay, who shot 64-65 to start the tournament and has a five-shot lead going into the weekend and I think had a three-shot lead going into the final day, if I'm not mistaken. And really surprising, he shoots 72, and Hideki Matsuyama from your rearview mirror shoots 62 in that final round. Couple of magical shots coming down the stretch. Unbelievable stuff from Hideki. Shoots 62 to get to 17 under and has a three-shot win over Will Zalatoris and Luke List. Patrick Cantlay ultimately finishing at 13 under par, and he finished tied for fourth. So with Adam Hadwin and Xander Schauffele was also right there tied for fourth, who shot 70 in the final round. Interesting stuff. Will Zalatoris, 66, 70, 65, 69. He's a guy, especially as we start looking towards the Masters, that you start paying attention to, right? He had to withdraw. He had a back issue, and then he had the microdiscectomy surgery that kept him out all of last year, and he's coming back. He's also got the new lab putter, so he's got that longer putter, which was always kind of a balky thing for Willie Z was with that putter, and it seems to be getting a little bit more of a comfort level with that. So to finish tied for second around Riviera is a promise. It's exciting for Will Zalatoris and good for the golf world. Look, this guy, young player, took the world by storm. His record at the Masters, jumping into contention right away, which is just, and he's a fun guy to watch. He seems to just kind of march around his business. He can make all kinds of birdies. And Will Zalatoris, of the things that you look at, the head scratchers were Patrick Cantlay not closing the deal there at kind of his hometown event. And then obviously what Hideki did to come back with the final round 62 to win. And then you look at Zalatoris and his good play getting that tie for second. So lots of good things there. Scottie Scheffler, by the way, tied for 10th at 8 under par. Other notables, Tommy Fleetwood was in that mix as well. Jason Day at 9. I'll tell you what, Jason Day's trending a little bit. Might want to keep an eye on Jason Day. Tony Finau, we mentioned just a little bit, he was a T19 at 6 under par. And he's lost in a playoff to Max Homa in this event previously. Rory McIlroy was 5 under par. He opened with a 74, came back 66, 69, 70. But that 74 was tough to overcome. He finishes at 5 under par. So a couple of notables there from the Genesis. And again, the Mexico Open at Vedante is going on this weekend. And then we move to the Florida swing. So I will say this. I've spent quite a bit of time talking about how I love the West Coast swing. And it was a bit unfortunate that this year's West Coast swing had so much rain and interrupted it somewhat. But coming up, we've got the Cognizant Classic at Palm Beach, the old Honda. Then you got Puerto Rico and Arnold Palmer. And then the Players' Championship, March 14th through the 17th. So, yeah, good stuff. Then Valspar and then on into Texas for a couple before the Masters, April 11th through the 14th. You can feel it. It's coming up quick. So exciting stuff. Hey, stay tuned. The Caddy joins us next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged.
and they won't treat you like a number. They'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Good to be with you and excited to welcome in America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies.
Baby.
Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Oh yeah, caddy joins us each and every week here on Real Golf Radio. Caddy, good morning, sir.
It is a good morning.
Okay. Glad to hear that.
Good morning, gentlemen.
It's usually some sort of elaboration on that, but we're going to let that slide. So, hey, Bob and I have been discussing something kind of interesting today. You know, Jordan Spieth got DQ'd last week and for signing an incorrect scorecard, and it did bring out a bit of a firestorm discussion amongst golf purists, average golf fans, and general sports fans. And the consensus is either signing your scorecard is an integral part of the game and you shouldn't mess with it, or it's antiquated, outdated with today's technology. Everybody knows what the scores are already and there's no need for this whole disqualification. I guess there is a third slight adjustment to that, and that is this signing of the card is integral, but the penalty of disqualification is a little too harsh. Where do you fall along that line?
Yeah, so everybody does not know what the score is. So only the golfer knows, because he doesn't know if he's incurred a penalty, a ball's moved while he was playing. So until he attests his card, you don't know what the score is, even if you're right there watching him in the group, if he doesn't say something, you know. So that's number one. So you kind of have to keep the signing the card thing going. That's one reality. But I really don't think that there should be penalties and things like that at the tour level for mistakes. They've already figured out if someone incurs a penalty they didn't know about a day after, you know, and they find out about it a day after you've signed your card and turned in, you don't get disqualified anymore. So that was kind of a nice common sense change to the rule. But let's look at specifically at Jordan Spieth's situation. Did he just simply sign for a three when he made a four?
Yeah.
It was that simple and then walked away?
And then came back. He came back and realized he had made a mistake, but he had already left the scoring area, and so he was gone.
Okay.
And Justin Thomas came on and said, Justin Thomas made a clarification, said that Jordan Spieth was going to have some type of a situation as far as an accident was concerned. And so he ran out of the scoring area real real quick and then figured out what was going on and came back.
Yeah, if anything could distract you, that would be it. But he could have always not signed the card and then come back.
Yes,
that's true.
But are you? But that's, I mean, you got to consider. Are you thinking that clearly at that particular urgent moment in time? Probably
that's
not.
Exactly.
You're
right.
Thinking you clearly, but you're thinking clearly about something else.
Yeah.
Oh, you're definitely thinking clearly, and you're focused on one thing. There's one goal, just one. You have one job, just one job. And you better get it done because he's wearing white pants, is he not? He's always wearing white pants. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Get the interesting. My dad always said, okay, if you sign for an incorrect scorecard, whether it's a shot or not, you get disqualified. But if you sign for a scorecard for a higher score, you have to keep it.
That doesn't make sense, does it?
Doesn't.
It's
absolutely doesn't.
It's an incorrect. Yeah, it's an incorrect score, period.
Yep.
Right? Whether it benefits you or doesn't benefit you. So, yeah, that's a little weird on that. But I do think that here's the problem. Because golf, unlike the way other sports are done, most other sports, you do have to attest to your score. You do have to do that. And so there's some point in time when you need to put a limit on when is that set in stone? Because it has to be set in stone at some point in time. What if you were
72 holes? It's set in stone.
Yeah, you could say it's not really, but I don't know. It's, here's what I'll drill down to. When's the last time this happened on the tour?
I'm not sure.
I would imagine it probably happens on an annual basis pretty regularly.
Yeah, but the point is it essentially never happens.
Yeah.
And it hardly ever causes a problem. So the question, you have to always do benefits of changing things. Is there a good, compelling reason to change this just because it happens once in a blue moon? And what about other problems it might cause if you do it? So I would argue that's pretty simple. There's no real compelling reason to change. It did stink what happened to him, literally.
Probably. Ah, there it is.
But you knew it had to happen. Yeah. Can't go this whole show without having something you got to edit out, you know?
That's right.
Always something you got to edit out with the caddy. Yeah.
I appreciated that he owned it and didn't make a big deal about it is unfortunate. Yep. But, I mean, it's not like a Roberto De Vincenzo situation, right? I mean, there are some tragedies out there. I like to go back to what you said. I'm on board with attesting the score because, to your point, maybe you moved a ball, maybe something happened that you needed to call a penalty on yourself. And again, if that's the, but my assumption is that most players or all players are trying to be honest and not trying to get away with things. So this would discredit some players that are no longer on the PGA Tour. But I think you ought to still have to attest to your card. I'm not sure that disqualification is the right penalty. And incorrect is also signing for too high of a score. So there ought to be something maybe addressed with that. But at the end of the day, especially on the PGA Tour, maybe it's a local rule that protects the integrity of the event from not losing one of your star players. Maybe it's a flagrant type thing. Maybe it's a scoring situation where, hey, if you've had a scorecard, you know, it's a flagrant penalty one. And if you have a second scorecard issue, it's a penalty two and you're disqualified or something like that in it within a season. So that doesn't allow for someone to, you know, to try to be a perpetual, you know, problem with scorecards or something like that. So I don't know. Those are my thoughts. It seems like it's somewhere in the middle there.
I think that why not change the, maybe you do change the penalty from DQ to one or two shots or something. The more interesting thing though, and speaking of things that may get cut before the show goes to final, I want to know about the conversation because as we know, Spieth and Greller are always having interesting conversations, or at least Spieth is having a conversation. What's the conversation that ensued when they left the scoring area quickly. Because you know Greller was going with it. Because Speed's not, he's not doing anything without Greller. So I need to know what was the, what kind of questions was he asking at that time? Michael, what do you like here?
Jordan. Come on.
I like the handicap. Or, I like the handicap stall at the end.
Yeah.
It's looking.
Michael, how did you let me do that?
Yeah.
Oh,
Michael, my. I should have used three squares, not two. Come on, Michael.
Are we done now?
I mean,
are we done?
No,
we got to
never
gonna.
It's we're four. Bob, you know, we're 14 years old. We just, that's what happens. There's a part of male development that ends at age 14, and it has to do with the subject we're on right now.
All right. Well, then let's change the subject. How about that? How about that?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, jeez. All right, Caddy, let's switch it up a little bit. Because we were also, we got talking about the Masters, which is a fun topic, right? Because we have special invites that have been announced. The media book has been released, and which is the media guide, which is awesome. And we've been going through it. And one of the things that came out is that they lengthened hole number two, Pink Dogwood, 10 yards, and they for the Masters tees, and they shifted the tee box to the left. So what's your opinion on that change, making that hole 585?
Probably a good change. If it's to the point where you've got lots of guys firing 5, 6, 7 irons in there, then I think that's a good change. So,
but what about off the tee? What does that do, or what does that promote? My contention is it makes it a little bit easier to sling one down there right to left, but it discourages the guy who's going to hit driver off the tee that fades the ball.
Yeah, well, if you're pushing it back and left, it does make it so missing it left there is what you don't do. For those who have not been able to walk down that fairway, even if you spectate that hole, you don't know. It's a super steep hill when you go a little left of the fairway. It's a very steep hill down to that creek, to that hazard area, and you don't want to miss it left. So it takes that out of play to a greater degree because you're shooting away from it. Even though you're hooking it, you're teeing off away from the creek at the angle. So yeah, that makes it probably a little kinder, a tee shot, even though it's longer. So, and again, yeah, it favors the right to left player. So
one of the other,
I like the change.
Yeah. I think it's a good change. I think it'll bring that bunker a little bit more into play. And like Bob said, it definitely challenges the players that are trying to fade a driver off there. Cause you have to hit it out. You have to hit a pretty big hook or come up straight, right? If you're going to fade it.
Yep.
Yeah. If you're going to fade it, you're going to have to lay up short of that bunker. So, hey, the other thing that came out of this is one of the media guys pointed out on Twitter that Tiger has never eagled number two. Sure enough, I went back and look at it, and no eagles in competition for Tiger Woods at number two. That's pretty surprising.
You know, my guess is right before he goes to sleep at night and he looks in his closet and he sees, how many green jackets does he have now? Five? Four?
Four pieces of crystal.
And he probably doesn't lose any sleep over the fact that he's not eagle number two.
Okay.
I don't think that's on his mind.
He has five green jackets. You're right. I'm not suggesting Tiger's stressed about it. It was just a little surprising. You would think that Tiger's probably eagled all of the par fives there multiple times. I just thought it was a little surprising.
That's true, but more importantly, do you think Tiger's gone through the In-N-Out drive-thru wearing the jacket, like Phil with the Krispy Kreme drive-thru?
I would say no.
I would say not if he saw Phil do it first. He's not going to copy it, right? He's going to set his own bar.
This
he's
is all you need to know about those two people. One of them seeks attention, and one of them seeks anonymity. So there you go.
That's correct.
Hmm. You know, speaking of celebrities and how they handle being celebrities. I love the line that I think Arnold Palmer's best friend and manager said about him. He said, Arnold Palmer just really enjoys being on Arnold Palmer. And what a nice thing to have in your DNA. When you're that popular a celebrity, but you love all the people coming up to you who are excited to meet you. And you're really genuinely happy to meet them all the time. You got the impression that's what Mr. Palmer was like. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
That would be,
yep.
You know, that sounds, when you just sit here and you're not, and who is in that world? A handful of people. But you sit here and you think, oh, yeah, well, how hard is it to be nice to someone who's coming up to ask an autograph? Well, try going out to dinner every night of your life and having 74 people come up to ask you for your autograph every single time you sit down to go eat. It's difficult. There's a lot of perks that come with it, but there's a lot of stuff that's, you know, you lose a lot of freedom for sure. You're yep. kind of in a, you're in a super nice prison. It's really nice. But have we talked about, I must have brought up my story about the rain delay or fog delay we had at Torrey one time. And I was talking with Tiger about this subject. And he mentioned how his boat was named Privacy because, and he loved it because when he gets on his boat, nobody can get, you know, it's private. There's nobody yeah. can get to him on the boat. And things like that. So, yeah. Yeah. But you know what the caddy says, never feel sorry for anybody who owns their own private jet.
Or their own private yacht.
Or both. Caddy, good stuff as always, yeah. man. We appreciate it. Thanks for taking some time to join us, and have a great weekend, huh?
I will. Thank you, gentlemen. You too.
There you go. Wow. That was very good. I think that when he responds wow. like that, I think he has more to say, but we've ended his session a little too soon, but we'll bring him back next week. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
That was the caddy
yeah.
right here on Real Golf Radio. Stay tuned. More of the show next.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
China is flooding our country with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Gerard Simica, chairman of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, says blocking them should be a top priority.
Youth cigarette smoking dropped to a record low of 1.5%, and few use menthol. But youth use of illegal disposable flavored vapes is skyrocketing. President Biden should say no to a menthol ban and focus on real problems, like keeping illegal disposable Chinese-made vapes away from our kids.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Strong Economy.
You're in luck if you want to make a career out of saving the planet. According to a new IBM and Morning Consult study, most employers are looking to hire or train people with both green and tech skills. IBM is stepping in to help by giving students, job seekers, and career changers access to free online courses to earn credentials on these topics. The courses offer basic training for green tech jobs in just about any industry. More courses and credentials are being added all the time at skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer.
Rewarding jobs that help the environment now have a strong technology component. Employers really need people that can combine both disciplines. IBM Skills Build is a great way to get prepared for careers in the new green economy.
IBM Skills Build also provides free resources available for teachers, like student activity kits and lesson plans. Head to skillsbuild.org and see how free courses and credentials on green tech topics can give you an edge. Sponsored by IBM.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper in Morocco, and you just heard from America's favorite caddy. I'll tell you what, I've teased this at the beginning of the hour, but oftentimes as we're visiting with the caddy and we finish up our allotted time that we have available to visit with the caddy, then we end the segment and he wants to continue to talk with us. Sometimes we go ahead and roll on that, and we store it in a little file we call Caddy Uncut. Well, this one was too good. We decided to just go ahead and share it. So you heard what we were talking about there, and it led into him sharing this story.
We were playing with Ben Crenshaw at Harbortown 1 year, and Carl was caddying for him. We get up on 14, which is 14 is the easiest par three. Bob, is there an easier par three on the tour to hit a ball out of bounds than on the 14th hole at Harbortown?
Oh, yeah.
Left. I mean, it's just right. Yeah. I mean, you don't even think about it. And then it happens, and you're like, wow, that OB's right there. It's right there. And I've seen a couple guys hit an OB there.
And anyway, there's water right.
It's just a brutal hole. And if you want to kind of miss it long and left, and then you're in that little pot bunker that used to be even worse. It's not as bad as it used to be. But that hole's just, that's such a difficult little hole. Oh, is that a hard hole? So anyway, the wind's doing its usual. Who knows where it is? You know it's in the face. Anyway, Crenshaw hits 3 straight balls into the hazard. And for some reason, he's re-teeing him from the tee. He's not going up to the drop area, which isn't making all. Maybe there wasn't one at that time. But anyway, when he hits his third ball on the hazard, Carl reaches in the bag, and he pulls out a sleeve. He hasn't, like, taken all the balls out of the sleeve, so he's literally got to box the balls, you know, like it's a weekend golfer or something. He pulls the sleeve out and cracks it open. Pours out one of the balls, hands it to Crenshaw, and turns to us dead serious and goes, "We've got 4s now." even Crenshaw started laughing. It was just so funny. I told you the line about Phil's brother with that pebble, right? I had to have told you this. Charles House playing with Phil. Nick's caddying for Charles. They get up on the first tee. First hole of the day. And Phil kind of announces, "I got Callaway 2s. And his brother, Tim, leans over and whispers to Charles caddy, "Nick, our provisionals are 6s.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's all world, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
Our provisionals
are going to be 6s.
You know you got it going on when you got a compartment in your bag for your provisionals.
There you go. That was the caddy. The discussion that continued after we were done. So, there you go. Even the caddies drop a little zinger now and then on the tour guys. So, yeah, 4s and 6s out there. That was pretty good. Hey, we're going to welcome in our good friend. He's the director of sales and operations for Fujikura Golf, and he joins us right now. Jeremy Butler right now. Hey, what's up, JB? How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great, Brian. How about yourself?
Did you like the Caddy Uncut?
I can only imagine the stories that go on untold for years and years. There's so much that goes on. I mean, think about the stories we have just playing in our games and our groups.
Right.
I can only imagine what it's like with these guys who play golf every day. There's got to be just incredible stories.
Well, you heard Bob drop a little bit in there. He goes, "Sound familiar, Brian?" When he was talking about Carl pulling out that sleeve of balls, right? And I guess it was only at that point in time that I realized that apparently that is something you don't do on tour, is leave the balls in the sleeves. They've got to all be unpacked and just in the bag, right? I guess that's apparently a thing.
Loose. You don't rip out a whole new sleeve. Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, Bob,
my provisionals are 6s. Yes, that's correct.
So when the 1 year, my one caddy experience, which, by the way, if you're going to have a caddy experience, why not caddy for a Hall of Famer Masters champion in the Masters tournament? I mean, why not, right? I mean, shoot for the moon,
for sure.
Huh? So I caddy for Billy Casper's last round at Augusta, and he was playing for his grandkids. He really had no interest in competing necessarily, but he was just there. And so we went, and we get to 16, the par three, and we hit five balls in the water. And we end up making a 14 on 16. And so what Bob was referring to is when we got to the drop area after the first one in the water, and I'm handing him another one, then another one. Now I literally had to unpack a sleeve of golf balls because I didn't expect. And he goes, come on, you got to have those balls ready. I remember Billy saying that. Come on, Brian, you got to have those balls ready. And I remember like, I didn't know we were going to be using the whole box.
Yeah, right.
But Billy was so class through the whole thing. And of course he didn't sign his card. And so when you look in the book, there's no mention of that 14 on 16.
No score. No correct. Score.
Yeah, no card. So they keep a classic.
There you go.
Augusta. But yeah.
Indeed.
Good stuff. Hey, let's talk some golf shafts. And thanks so much for joining me here on the show, because it's the time of year we've been talking to the guys at Callaway. They've been releasing their new clubs. A lot of, pretty much every company has new gear coming out. But the unsung hero, I've said all throughout the years that I've known Fujikura. And by the way, speaking of 25 years of Real Golf Radio, the first sponsor that gave us a shot was Fujikura Golf and helped us to launch the syndication portion of our show back in 2003. So we've always been really good friends, and I've always been certainly appreciative of Fujikura and their sponsorship and support of our show over the years. And as such, are big fans of the product. We've seen the product evolve and change over the last couple of decades. But I love talking shafts. It makes a lot of difference in the game. Last year, I'll just give a quick example. I've always been a spinny player, so I'm trying to bring that down. So using the Triple Diamond head from Callaway, which is their low spin head last year on the Paradigm, and then went from blue to black Ventus. And I was always a little intimidated to play the black, but was really amazed at how that brought the ball flight down, just going from the blue shaft to the black shaft. So with that kind of setup, JB, let's talk shafts. What is it about shafts in general that players, as they're looking at their new gears or considering the new driver out there, fairway wood irons, what is it that they should be considering when it comes to shafts?
Well, the first thing that we recommend for everybody is to go see a custom club fitter and get professionally fit. Right, because there's so many different things that go into our golf swing, and so many different things that we can do with a shaft that it's best to go and get on a monitor, look at some numbers, and let's figure out something that we can help bring that spin down for your case. You know, something that you probably wouldn't try if you were trying to do on your own. You wouldn't pull a black because you think it's too much for you. And you historically, you like that softer in the handle that the blue has had part of it. But when you go and you actually hit and you see, hey, it doesn't feel terrible. I can make some adjustments to the flex or the weight if I need to. And then I can get a shaft that can help along with the club head, drop that spin number down. So all that comes from a fitting. So that's going to be the first thing I'll tell you. The second thing is technology that we can put into a graphite golf shaft is amazing. It truly is rocket science. So that's what we like to call it. So we're excited about it, and we love seeing results and hearing results people have when they test our product, when they put our product in play. And, you know, it's proof in the pudding when we see the best players in the world that put it on in play week in, week out. And that translates from the best players all the way down to all of us weekend warrior type guys.
No doubt about it. Jeremy Butler, Fujikura Golf, joining us. And it's not unusual that everybody in our foursome that I'm playing with has a Fujikura Ventus shaft. Ventus has taken the world of golf by storm over the last few years. In fact, got some attention from a lot of your fellow BYU fans and other football fans for playing with Kyle Van Noy recently. And wouldn't you know it, he was rocking the Ventus as well while we were playing. So yeah, it's what is it about Ventus that has been so widely successful for you and for those of us that are playing it?
It works. That's the thing. You know, you think about it, we're talking about the original Ventus Blue we launched in early 2019. So we're going on 5 years that product has been in the market now, and it's still out there.
Wow.
Still out there on play every day, right? So the technology that we put into it, the development of VeloCore technology, and the results that we saw in performance gains, in off-center hits, staying in play rather than going out of play, the increased ball speeds in off-center hits. All that stems from the technology that we put into that golf shaft, mainly the VeloCore technology that was developed back, 2018 through our ENSO testing system.
And now you have a new blue shaft that's coming out, a new version of the Ventus Blue. What is different? I see it says VeloCore Plus. Talk me through that one.
That's correct. So the next generation of Ventus is here. VeloCore Plus, we've taken the technology that was part of the original VeloCore that combined two very high strength carbon fiber materials. We've expanded that. We've added a third material to that mix that makes up the torsion plies of the shaft, and that is now VeloCore Plus. So takes material, and then it's the next generation.
So are we going to start seeing guys with the VeloCore Plus now? Is everyone going to have Plus Envy?
Sure, exactly, right? what are you going to call it, right? The next generation. VeloCore has become such a technology nomenclature, right? People talk about the Ventus. They talk about VeloCore. How often does that happen that people refer to shafts with the technology that's in it, right? People are just talking about, oh, I got the VeloCore. Oh, you don't have the VeloCore. I've got the VeloCore. We love to hear that, right? So that gets it out there. The marketing team has done a great job. Our tour team is phenomenal. And, they get to work with the best players in the world week in, week out, along with the club companies. And the joy in seeing the product work, you talked about it earlier, it works. And that's the proof that we see happen is guys see it, they put it in play. Nobody gets paid to play it. They play it because it works for them and it helps them hit the ball better, hit more fairways. And that's what we love to see. We're so excited about this new Ventus Blue. It launches this coming week. 229 is the official retail launch of it. So super excited. Right now it's the blue profile that we're launching. So excited to have it come out.
Might see a plus new next gen and some of the other colors as well. I'm just guessing. You don't need to announce it right here. But yeah, check it out, FujikuraGolf.com. It'll hit retail coming up next week. Jeremy Butler is the director of sales and operations for Fujikura, good friend of ours. JB, thanks so much for taking some time, man. Great to visit with you, and thanks for the update on the technology.
Same. Thanks, Brian. Good talking to you.
You got it. So check out the new Ventus powered by VeloCore Plus technology. FujikuraGolf.com. It's all the time we have. Bob Casper's in Morocco. Appreciate him checking in. Thanks to John Patrick, Augusta Golf Show. Starting to get a little taste for Augusta the caddy, as well as Jeremy Butler there with Fujikura. For our producer, Dave Glauser, I'm Brian Taylor. We'll see you next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf. And join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.